This is JP and Husker Nick.
Guess what time it is?
Well, what time is it?
This weekend.
This weekend.
This weekend.
There's Easter egg.
Easter egg.
I'm the Easter Bunny.
It's the Easter Bunny.
It's like a trailer park Easter.
And now, ladies and gents,
greatest Easter ever.
Hey, good morning, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, getting you ready for Easter weekend on a Friday, March 29th. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
And in for Coriel, who is still on the slopes in Colorado, is Hannah. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, JP.
All right, I am officially done. It looks like I will probably finish in eighth place in our alpha bracket.
Oh, no. Really? I didn't see how it went last night. It was I was busy.
I basically traded my Yankees beating Houston in opening day for the Tar Heels to lose to
Alabama.
Oh, did
they lose last night? Doggone it.
Yeah. Wow. So they are out. I dropped to eighth place. Spencer has North Carolina going all the way, and he's still in the lead. But
I need to look at my
right there is like Motsi and Coriel both have UConn.
Yeah,
and then
a lot of people have.
Then Hannah's got Creighton.
I do. I don't know. I'm still hopeful.
I don't know if I want to root for Creighton or I want to root for UConn. Like, I don't know. Now that this is all over.
No, that's
for
an
me.
Easy answer.
And then Nick's tied with Hooksy for fifth right now.
I'm still in this.
Yeah.
I'm still.
You guys are both still in it. I'm the one who's out.
Yeah.
I'm done. My bracket's busted.
I think I had North Carolina losing to UConn. So that, yeah. So,
you might actually.
We'll see. I don't know, man. Woo.
It's been a crazy March Madness.
It's been so fun, though.
It has been. And, well, especially now that Nick has turned me on to Prize Picks.
Yeah, man. Oh. It's fun.
Yeah, I did well yesterday. I just barely. Armando Bacot and then Terrence Shannon from Illinois. Those two guys just got enough points to have me win some cash last night. So
nice.
That was kind of a exciting thing. But
nice.
Yeah. So more March Madness continues today. There'll be four more games, and then the ladies' March Madness continues as well this weekend. So that's kind of an exciting thing. Big plans for the weekend, Nick? You going to celebrate Bailey's birthday?
Yeah, we're gonna do some stuff for Bailey's birthday and just spend a lot of time as a family. You know, nice. that's what's fun about Easter weekend. You get to spend a lot of time together, and you know, so that's good. But yeah, should be fun.
And Hannah, you and I and Caitlin are going to go up and see Brothers Osborne tonight.
We are. I'm super excited.
Oh, that'll be fun. They're so good live.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
John can play a guitar better than a lot. He's, in my opinion, like top five in country music guitar players.
He's good.
And then TJ's vocals are just fantastic.
Of course.
Are they doing any backstage things or anything like that?
We're going to have a chance to say hi to them before the show. So, yeah,
good.
It'll be a good experience to say hey to the boys. The first time we ever hung out with them was they were opening for John Party at the Husker homecoming concert.
Oh, that's awesome.
And way back.
Yeah.
And so it rained, so they moved it to the Sandhills Global Events Center.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were there, watched Brothers Osborne play, and then between their set and John Party's, we went on their bus and pretty much drank an entire bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
And then all went in and watched John Party play.
Nice.
They've been at the Bourbon Theater. We've had them there before and hung out with them, and they're just good people. And I think there's still a handful of GA tickets still available.
Yeah.
So if you get a chance to get online and grab them, because it's gonna be a good Friday night
and
party.
The Steelhouse is also so cool.
Yeah, haven't been there yet. I'm super excited to see what it looks like inside.
My first time there was Brett Young recently.
Nice.
And it's, oh my gosh, if you've not gone to the Steelhouse, you have to.
I'm excited.
So
for this.
Cool.
All right, good way to start your weekend off. We'll get you going with this.
Coming up. Next. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We've got a pretty fun Friday in effect. Out of context contest to get you Russell Dickerson tickets, a redneck movie review of Godzilla Kong, The New Empire. We'll ask you about the best deal you ever got. Can you beat 50, 30 packs of Busch Light and saving $200? We'll get your calls coming up, and also the nitty gritties next with new music from Hardy. Cowboy Carter, Zach and the Boss, and paying tribute to Mr. Diffie in today's Nitty Gritty.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
And the nitty-gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. I am JP, filling in for Coryell. Now that we know that Beyonce is putting out some version of Dolly Parton's Jolene on her new album, Act 2, Cowboy Carter, which drops today, Dolly has already said she hopes that Beyonce would be covering the tune, posted her reaction online, and it was confirmed, and she enjoyed every bit of it. If you'd like to hear a little sample of it, this is what it's like.
Jolene, 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 I'm warning you, woman, find you your own man.
And of course, everybody knows the original.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
So, and also,
love Dolly Parton.
Willie Nelson appears quite a bit on the album.
Yep.
As well as Miley Cyrus has a duet with with Beyonce, which is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So if you get a chance to Act 2 Cowboy Carter in online now, you can listen to it and I'm sure be able to check everything out with that. Zach Bryan has had celebrities join him on stage over the years, some singers, some not so much, but his latest call up, definitely a singer.
Oh yeah.
And not only did they perform with him, but they jumped through some hoops to make it happen. In between two California shows, Bruce Springsteen flew back to Brooklyn to join Zach on stage for a couple numbers. So Bruce is playing shows at Cali, flew all the way back to Brooklyn just to be on stage with him. They performed Zach's previously unreleased Sandpaper.
Oh, love it.
How cool for him, because he's a huge Bruce Springsteen fan.
It was so cool to see.
To have that opportunity to hang out and do that. Just an awesome, awesome thing. So we get to see Zach Bryan coming up the end of April at CHI. If you don't have tickets and you want tickets, we have them for you to win on our concerts page at KZKX.com. And then we mentioned yesterday, Hardy has unleashed his Hicks Tape Volume 3 Diff Tape with over 30 guest artists contributing their talents to Joe Diffie-centric album. It comes out today on the fourth anniversary of Joe Diffie's passing. Hardy posted saying, thank you to the Diffie family and all my friends who took part in this album. I hope you guys love it as much as we loved making it. And the collaborations are amazing. Mm-hmm. There are so many people involved in this album. We can't get them all in, but we will get you one of the songs off of it, paying tribute to one of the biggest hits for Joe Diffie, a song called Third Rock from the Sun. It's Hardy, Blake Shelton, and Brooks and Dunn.
So good.
To start your weekend. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm JP.
He's one hip at a time, like a broken field runner, slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls her little wife. Says, don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight. Wife hangs up the phone, bursts into tears, calls her sister up and cries, get over here. Sister tells her boyfriend, be back in a while. Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. Car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, got one life to live. They scream into the night, let's get it over with. Third or rock from the sun. Hit the guns and gas, car starts to swerve, heads for a semi truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in a Shoney's parking lot, flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light bulb, transformer sparks, lines go down, town goes dark. Calls the cops, says she saw it all. Swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the street. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. Spinning round, things coming down.
to Earth, third rock from the sun.
Hey, Joe Diffie, that is Hardy, Blake Shelton, Brooks and Dunn, third rock from the sun. You get a chance to Hicks Tape Volume 3 out today.
I've been waiting on some good news.
Start your weekend off right with some good things. We get a round of them, and you can be a part of it as well on Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969, if you want to be in good things. What'd you laugh about?
Oh, what I'm going to tell you my good thing. I'm laughing thinking about it. Okay,
perfect. We'll start with Hannah. Okay. What's your good thing?
My good thing. So I work at Gastroenterology Specialties here in Lincoln. And March was Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And I just want to give a huge shout out to gastroenterology because they're constantly saving lives. Nice. And they're also like some of the best coworkers I've ever had in my life. Aww. So they're just a great place, and I wanted to give them a shout out today for saving so many lives.
That's a good place to go if you got to get everything done. They'll take good care of you. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Nick, give us a good thing.
Okay, so my good thing, I said this yesterday that it was my son's first game in travel ball. I coach under 11s for ABA, the Ambassadors, and it's been really fun experience. And Carter was pretty nervous because it was his first travel ball game, and we're going against a really good team and a great group of kids and cool coaches on the other side. And Carter gets a walk. He steals the second, steals the third, and then there's a base hit. He runs home, and I'll be honest with you, he was like hot dogging it, and they almost threw him out, but he gets home. And as soon as he scores, even though like, I think he was dead to rights, but the catcher missed the ball. From the time he gets from the home plate to our dugout, he just grittied the whole way.
Oh,
and my whole team just went nuts, and they're like, they ran out and was like high fiving him. And then my whole team's like doing the gritty at the same time, and I'm like, this is exactly what like fun you get to have playing baseball.
Yeah,
you know?
for sure.
And the other team had their cool like cheers, and when they were scoring, they were all running out and high fiving each other, and it was just fun to see all the little kids, just you know, playing ball and being a team and doing all that stuff. And I was like really proud of my team, and it was a good time. So it was super fun. I wish the city would have let us have lights so we could have finished our game.
Yep.
But other than that, it was a great time. So you know, but it was good.
That's fantastic. Go Carter. That's great. My good thing is the Nebraska bowling team is going to go dancing in their search of their seventh NCAA bowling title.
Oh, wow.
They are traveling to Michigan and playing in the NCAA bowling regional. They got an at-large bid, the 18-team field. And so they'll be up there in Detroit playing this weekend. So it'll be a very cool thing. And then
awesome.
It's throughout that, and with today's NCAA announcement, bid announcement, the Husker bowling program continues its reputation. It's the only program in history to qualify for every national championship tournament since the NCAA started sponsoring bowls.
Wow.
So cool.
Like, that's just awesome.
That is
really
cool.
Man.
I mean, we got some great teams, and then we have some great teams like this, too. So, shout out to the Nebraska bowling team. They're going to be hopefully dancing for a while. Another good thing we mentioned earlier, Brothers Osborne is live tonight at Steelhouse. Get your tickets. Come join us for the party. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's a link on our concert page at kzkx.com. And then the phone is ringing because people know the Millionaires Club is still in effect.
Millionaires.
The Mega Millions is gone, but Powerball is almost to $1 billion itself.
I could use that.
935 million bucks.
A few things. Yeah, nothing crazy.
So if you'd like to get the Millionaires Club, 466-9696 will get your name and your phone number and your lucky number. That's what we'll use for the numbers on the tickets that we purchased for the Powerball to be played tomorrow night. So 466-9696 to get the Millionaires Club and do some good.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
So a chance to win the Millionaires Club with $935 million in the Powerball over the weekend. That's a lot of money.
Right.
That would be like a game changer for some.
For sure.
And then there's other people that just have a ton of money and buy crazy crap because they can afford it. Like, most recently at an auction of different props from movies, the door from Titanic, this one.
Promise me now, Rose. And never let go of that promise.
Oh, when they were in the water.
Yeah, you can buy that door that they made for that moment in the movie Titanic.
Okay.
Do you want to? It just sold at auction. Can you guess how much it cost?
Oh my gosh! For how famous it is, it's got to be a lot.
Oh my gosh!
I'm gonna say like
$10 million.
$30,000.
Nick went was closer without going over. It was $718,000.
I was right on
wow.
it.
For the Titanic door.
Yeah, holy cow.
How do you know it's the real one, though?
Because it was a prop estate sale. Like, these are actually props from movies. They're clearing out like a collection or whatever. Because, you know, when you have props, like, I got a buddy who's a props guy in Minneapolis, and he's created all kinds of different products. So when you go, like, for the movie for Titanic, they probably made, like, 10 of those doors.
Yeah. Oh. There's a number, like a serial number thing they put on, like a prop number that proves that
gotcha.
It's a prop.
Yeah. So you can spend $782,000 for the door, or you can get that floaty that I found for Coryell that has for, like, $30 on Amazon that
which
I got for last
that.
Year. It's a floaty that looks like the door, and your partner can try it out and
did
see if you guys can
somebody buy
the door?
Yeah,
so $718,000. Somebody spent that much money on it.
Where they put it.
Right. I mean,
what
you
did you
display
use, did you use
that
it
somewhere?
As an actual door in your house, or is it like just.
Or do you have it floating in your giant pool in your backyard, your mansion?
Do you reenact the scene every day?
Probably. I would be surprised if you do that for like TikTok or whatever. This one I'm excited about. I wish, I had the money for this. Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones, his whip from the Temple of Doom. Went for $525,000.
Lots of people probably want that.
Like, I would love that. Bill Murray's bowling ball from Kingpin went for $350,000. That'd be kind of a fun prop
to
have.
That'd be cool.
But you'd want to play with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to use that as your bowling ball.
My dad is obsessed with auctions, so I'm going to have to tell him about
this. Yes, prop auctions. Yeah. He could get Tobey Maguire's black suit from Spider-Man 3.
Oh, baby, I would wear that everywhere.
I know. My best friend wants that. $125,000
for that.
I don't think I could fit in a Tobey Maguire suit from.
I need to tell my best friend that. He's obsessed with Spider-Man.
I think he's taller and he weighs way less than me. So it would just be terrible. Like, it would be just
you
tubby
would,
Spider-Man.
Like, you couldn't take it off for that much money. You'd have to wear it every day.
You'd have to wear
day.
It all the time.
Of course.
Absolutely. Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining.
Oh, man.
Wow.
$125,000 for that
That's haunted. Jeez. I know it's just a movie, but it's haunted.
You can't hear it. And then Wayne Knight's shaving cream can that he used to smuggle the dinosaur embryos in Jurassic Park.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
That dumb thing. That dumb thing went for $250,000.
That's so crazy. Like, tissue from celebrities can go for, like,
I know.
So much money. It's insane.
It's ridiculous. But, yeah, hey, if we win the Powerball, I might just have to see about getting one of Harrison Ford's whips.
Oh, you know, Hannah's going to buy, like, a sweat cloth used by Cody Johnson.
Okay, listen, I have
or
his
Zach
hand.
Bryan.
Yeah, listen, one of the two.
Okay, when it comes to Cody Johnson and Zach Bryan, I got their handwriting. Like, I had them both when I met them handwrite tattoos for me for free. So their handwriting on my body.
See, I'm not
for
wrong.
Free.
That's what she just said. You're right.
Die hard.
You could have just said, you're right, Nick. We could have been so what I will do.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
And what's trending brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
Three.
The latest infectious disease to join the rash of recent outbreaks is the disease formerly called monkeypox.
Uh-oh.
As of the middle of March, there has been an estimated 511 cases of mpox in the U.S., compared to 287 cases about the same time last year. New York City has a bunch. The disease isn't usually fatal, with symptoms similar to smallpox but milder. Mpox is typically spread through intimate and close contact with an infected person. So one more thing to be concerned about.
No thanks.
Health-wise.
Nope.
So we're talking about happy childhoods for millions of American kids. The important thing is the name.
Fruit Magoos. What?
No.
Heat 'em up and eat 'em ups.
No sale.
Oblong nibblers.
Is this a joke?
Jerry Seinfeld and Melissa McCarthy are going to be a part of the new Netflix movie called Unfrosted.
My gosh.
Which is based on the story of how Pop-Tarts were created. This looks hilarious.
Wait, this is actually amazing. Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld and Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. Well, it gets better because they got Amy Schumer, Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, and a bunch more people going to be in this movie as well. The synopsis stated, Michigan, 1963, Kellogg's and Post, sworn cereal rivals, race to create a pastry that will change the face of breakfast forever. The tale of ambition, betrayal, sugar, and menacing milkmen, Unfrosted, stars writer-director Jerry Seinfeld. So he created this whole thing.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for that.
Like, what is your favorite Pop-Tart if you think about it?
S'mores.
S'mores one, yeah. No, that's a very good one.
The brown
sugar and cinnamon?
Yeah.
The brown sugar one's good.
Yeah. Those would be top two for me.
So yeah, look for that coming out on Netflix on May 3rd. And then also, I saw this, Jeremy Renner's back at acting again, and he's going to be coming back with Mayor of Kingstown. If you haven't seen that series on Paramount, it's really good. It's nice to see him healthy again to be able to do some more.
That's
get
awesome.
Back to what he does best. So, some exciting news for entertainment.
One!
And it's enough to get the block! Game over! Alabama! The Sweet 16!
Picked that one.
You did?
I did pick Alabama to win.
Alabama beat North Carolina?
Well, I didn't even have North Carolina against them, but. I did get Alabama to win.
Yeah, nice. That does it for me, not only as a North Carolina fan, but also as a paying attention to the bracket because my mind's busting.
Yours
out.
Is done.
I had Carolina going the whole
game
way.
Game over.
I'm done.
I mean, Katie and Will, they got out real fast.
Yeah, well, Rob got even out faster because Rob didn't fill out his bracket. So he's, at least I'm not dead last.
Typical Rob.
I'm still hopeful in my.
You've got a shot. I mean.
I you need to have confidence.
You and Nick both have a shot to win this sucker.
But you know what? I'm still trying.
Yeah.
I'm still in it.
You're in
still
it efforting. To win it. All right.
Half of the Elite Eight is now set. Yes, Alabama upset Carolina last night. Clemson also upset number two, Arizona. UConn made San Diego State there.
They
destroyed them. And then Illinois got past Iowa State. That leaves tonight where we'll discover the other half of Saturday and Sunday's college basketball slate on the way to the Final Four. So you got NC State, Marquette at 6. 6:30 is Gonzaga and Purdue. 8:30 Duke and Houston. And then 9 o'clock Creighton and Tennessee.
Yep.
So we'll be watching and seeing how well people's brackets do. And March Madness is getting closer and closer to an end. And
it went by. I mean, I guess it does go by really fast.
But it feels like it went by even faster this year.
Yeah.
Because like it felt like it's taken longer to do in past years. This year,
it's like just
bam, weekend, weekend.
Bam.
There we go.
I mean, it's good. It's fun.
Still fun. And that's what's trending today.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
What the heck were you thinking?
If you decide to play back there, that's your fault.
You should have a tetanus shot.
What in the world were you thinking?
You were white knuckling it all the way down.
White knuckling? I'm like, are you sure?
What were you thinking?
I mean, I love a good pickle. Big, juicy pickle.
Debris on your nuts is something you have to keep an eye on.
Oh my God.
Got a little bit bitey during the EKG.
You found a way to let me throw my butt in a circle and get work to pay for it.
I don't think I miss what you think I miss.
It is some of the best stuff that's ever said on the radio in one game.
That's the best.
It's Out of Context Contest.
I love this game.
Yep. explain to folks, if they've not listened before to the show, Nick, what is Out of Context Contest?
So, if you're new to the show, the game is super simple. What we do is we take audio out of context from our show. Just random audio. A lot of times, like, listeners will call in and be like, hey, you got to play that, you know, as part of Out of Context Contest. We take the audio, then we're going to go and ask you three options, A, B, or C, of what we were talking about. You just have to figure it out for a chance to win glorious prizes.
Exactly. And today, playing the game are Shauna, Kim, and we start with Anthony. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, guys.
All right, time to play Out of Context Contest again. Remember, you're live on the radio, so no cursing. Nick, take it away. Are you ready for our number one on Out of Context
Contest? I think so. You ready to go, buddy? Happy Friday, by the way.
Happy Friday. Yeah, I'm ready as I'll ever be.
All right, here we go.
Here's number one. In Out of Context Contest. You got to do randoms, too.
What?
All right. Jeez.
A, that's JP giving advice on dating.
You gotta do a randoms too.
Oh my god.
B, that's JP giving advice on the lottery.
You gotta do a randoms too.
Or C, that's JP doing giving advice for when you do shots at Brothers Osborne.
You gotta do a randoms too. What do you think it is, Anthony?
Lord, all of them could be very possible with what I hear on the show.
That's a good answer, but we need an actual definitive answer.
Right, let's go B, lottery.
Gonna go with lottery?
Yes, it is the lottery.
Yeah. So,
advice on dating.
That was from my math teacher, Dr. Dozier, who called us up when we started doing the Millionaires Club, who said, hey, if you're going to have anybody win, you got to have a random quick pick as well.
Go do randoms.
Anthony's got a point.
I don't know about this next one.
Okay, here's number two in Out of Context Contest. Was she on the bottom or on the top?
I'd have to look again.
Hang on, what?
There's a picture.
Hold on, what?
Wow.
All right. A, JP was talking about a photo of Coriel on the internet.
Was she on the bottom or on the top?
B, JP was talking about a photo of Sydney Sweeney on the internet.
Was she on the bottom or on the top?
Oh my God, no. This is so great.
Yeah, it's about great to get options. Better.
Okay.
Or C, was JP talking about a photo of Hannah on the internet?
Was she on the bottom or on the top?
You almost dropped an F-bomb on the air, Hannah.
No, I didn't. I said, oh my God. I did not almost say that.
Oh my God.
Wow. Anthony, great options.
Anthony, what do you think it is?
Let's go B.
It's going B.
It is not Sydney Sweeney.
But hang on the line. We might come back around to you. We go to Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Here is the full audio again for you. Was she on the bottom or on the top?
I'd have to look again.
Hang on. What?
There's a picture.
Hold on. What? Oh, man. So were we...
We're down to the two...
Were we talking about Coriel or Hannah?
Mini Coriel.
You got it right.
Yep, that's it. Yep.
It's a Coriel photo. Or mini Coriel.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a photo of Coriel. She went to Colorado for a bachelorette party,
yes.
And on the way, they went and picked up some adult beverages, and they're in the beer cooler.
And they're not tall enough to reach the top shelf.
Coriel gets down on all fours, and her friend's standing on her back to reach some, what was it, like Mike's Hard Lemonades or something like that?
Yeah.
And that's what it was about. All right. Well, Kim, you got a point. If you get this one right, you win the whole thing. If not, Shauna and Anthony are ready to steal the game. Here's the final piece. And Out of Context Contest.
How long has that been there?
No one's going to fly that.
What? All right. A, are we talking about a $100 bill stuck in Coriel's BC, her butt crack?
Oh.
How long has that been there?
No one's going to fly that.
Oh, my God.
B, are we talking in the couch?
How long has that been there?
No one's going to fly that. Oh.
Or C, Coriel hid some buried treasure underneath two trees in the form of an X.
How long has that been there?
No one's going to fly that.
What do you think it is, Sean? Right. Hi, Kim.
Gosh, I want to go with the obvious option, that's the chicken nugget, but for some reason I feel like you're talking about Coriel again.
So you're saying A or
I'm
A
going
or
with
C?
A. I'm A? Going with A.
It is A. It is 100%.
Yeah.
She was talking about...
That's where she hides emergency funds.
Right.
Originally, she was talking about being an old person and hiding money all over her house, but then, yes, the BC became involved in the conversation.
When she gets, 80, I'm pretty sure that is where she'll put some funds.
It'll be just like the, also like that also emergency her, 20 like, in her bra.
Yeah. Yeah. She is going to do that. Not she could. She will. Yeah.
Question. Yeah. Knowing that her nickname is Schmelly, would you accept that $100 bill?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that's a lot to go through for
$100. $100 is $100. Yeah.
Man, if I was really desperate, probably.
Hey, Kim, we appreciate you listening to the show. You are our winner today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Hang on the line. We'll get back to you and get you the details on your prize. Thank you to Sean and Anthony for playing as well. That is Out of Context Contest for this week. There's just some people that can find a deal. Are you a deal maker?
Well, no. Well, with concert tickets.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You're pretty good with concert tickets.
Everybody
especially
comes,
last minute tickets.
Yeah. If you know me at all, you know that I'm good at finding really cheap tickets, but also like cheap, good seat tickets.
Like on the floor,
like
nice. Cheap
front row. Tickets. Yeah. All my friends ask me.
Hannah's filling in for Coryell, and she's kind of like the anti Coryell because like you are luckier than she is. Like yeah. The fact that
It's like we're two brain cells that split up at some point in life.
Coryell got all the
but
bad
you
stuff.
You got both of them.
And you got all the good stuff.
I got both brain cells.
That's the problem. That's what makes it so hard for Coryell.
Coryell got the dust stuff.
Half of it. Yeah.
Poor Coryell.
So the reason I bring this up is because my buddy Travis, he's turning 50 like I am, and his birthday's coming up. But like, and he was planning on because you're Hannah looking for something for your dad who's turning 60, like some 60 of something for him, right?
Yeah, he'll be 63 this year, and
so
it would
kind
be
of a
fine.
Theme.
It would be fun to find 63 of like one. 63
something.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
63 and somethings.
So, Trav loves him some Bush Light.
Bush Latte.
He was at Fairway the other day and they had a sale where it was $18.88 for a 30 pack of Bush Light.
That's insane.
You buy like one rack of ribs and then you can buy as many of them as you want.
Mm-hmm. And so he'd been planning on getting 50 30 pack cases of Bush Light for his birthday. And then he called his wife, like, "Hey, this is a really good deal. Can I get all 50
get
of them
all
now?
This beer.
It's about $750, isn't
it?" Yeah, he saved himself $200.
That's crazy.
From what the regular price would be for 50, 30 packs of Bush Light.
He's got at least a month's supply now.
Yeah,
I was thinking like a week.
Yeah.
Trav is a deal maker. And so I put up the photo on Facebook of him with his 50, 30 packs of Bush Light.
It's like a wall.
Like he also somehow got a hot tub and refurbished it, and they had it in their backyard for a little bit, and he got it just good enough that they sold it again.
Okay.
Yeah,
like that's what I need to get my dad.
He's just making this. A hot tub. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
See if you can work a deal for a hot tub.
Hot tub and beer.
So I wanted to know from you guys, and we're going to take your calls as well, 466-9696, or you can tell us on Facebook, X, and Instagram. What's the best deal you ever got? Nick,
Zach,
you got
Bryan.
One? Zach Bryan?
Front row at Red Rocks.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
For
that'd
six,
be a fun
and
show.
It was $60 a ticket.
Oh, my God. How
no
did
way.
You work that?
Magic.
Remember that time that Hannah lied to us on the show?
I did.
Talked about having these tickets that are impossible to get for that price?
No, I'm so serious. They were $60 a piece, and it was the front row of Red Rocks.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean...
an iconic place.
The best deal
I
always get...
No, I didn't do anything weird to get them either.
You just got lucky.
I just got really lucky, yeah.
No one said that.
We know you were thinking it, though.
Wait a minute. What did you... Hang on, explain again what you just said. You didn't do anything weird. You just got lucky. Okay, crazy lady. No, if my wife were to ask me how much anything is that I buy ever, it's always a good deal. I mean, I'll just be honest with you. Every time she's like, "What did you buy now?" And I'm like, "Oh, honey, it was on sale. Don't worry.
Right.
Everything's on a good deal at all times with me."
Right.
I know. Exactly. Yes. That's how you should respond to that is right.
So we're going to take your calls and we want you guys to brag about your deal. The best deal you ever got. My buddy Trav managed to get a 50, 30 packs of Bush Light for his 50th birthday coming up.
Schlattes.
And saved himself $200. Hannah got a great deal on like front row at Red Rocks, which is an iconic place to watch a concert.
Red Rocks holds my heart. I go to so many shows there.
That's just crazy. And you spent $60 a ticket?
For front row at Zach Bryan, yep.
Front row.
That's awesome, man.
That's bonkers.
Yep.
We want to know
super
from
jealous,
you.
I will be honest of that one.
Yeah. That's a big deal. That's a big show
Red
to
Rocks
go see.
Is like, I've never been, but it's like a
you
dream
gotta
location
go.
For
yeah.
me to want to go
It's
to.
My favorite venue.
That's one that, yeah, it's been on the bucket list for a long time.
I've been to like at least, oh gosh. Well, because I'm from Colorado.
Yeah.
So I've been to a handful.
A bunch of shows out there. And so we want to know from you. You can let us know on Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969 or 466-9696. The best deal you ever got was what?
Subscription to SiriusXM satellite radio for like $200.
No way!
Wow,
really?
That's so cool,
dude. That's worth so much money.
Yeah, that's an expensive thing. And he got it for lifetime subscription.
That's awesome.
Hi, that Kicks.
I got a free $10 scratch off and hit $500.
Oh,
no way.
Wow.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a winner.
That's what
that's
everybody would hope.
That's a good day is what that is.
Yeah.
No kidding. I got, I got out of my marriage. Saved a lot of money.
He won.
And then thank God for my grandpa. I didn't have a car. The car we had was a lease, and then I got a different car, and it unfortunately got into a car accident, so I was without a car. Yeah. My grandpa sold me the White Lightning out in the parking lot for $1.
That's a good deal too. Right? And every time you drive down the street, people think there's a cop following them.
It is funny to watch people slow down.
Oh yeah, the thing I'm driving, I got for $1.
Yeah, it's $1. Thank you, Grandpa Jim.
That's awesome.
Looking down and helping me out.
Heck yeah.
Hi, Kicks.
So I helped a buddy move out of his house, and I got a free tilt trailer. It's a trailer that tilts up and down.
Yeah.
You got it for free?
Those are expensive.
Yeah.
That's really
cool. That's freaking awesome.
That's awesome, man. That's a super handy thing, but to get it for free.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. All right. You can let us know your things you got a great deal on Facebook X and Instagram, KX969.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mo Cephas.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Now this week we got a new movie. And as you can tell by my voice, I'm excited about it. Because anytime we get a Godzilla movie, it is like Christmas in, what month is this? Not July, March. But you know what I'm saying, March. Yeah, yeah. Christmas in March right now, because we got Godzilla vs. King Kong, which, you know, these always turn out to be awesome movies. It's going to be a lot of fun. Here is your preview.
For centuries, there was harmony. The Titans were the guardians of nature, and the great apes became the protectors of humanity. We've discovered a signal. She can feel it. Kong, Godzilla, they can feel it too. Something is coming. Something even they're afraid of. Oh my God.
That's not just a signal. That's a call for war. What is that?
Kong can't stop this on his own.
He won't be alone.
The last time those two met up, it was almost the end of Kong.
They don't have to like each other. We just have to work together.
Now I have seen everything.
Wow.
Y'all, it's like whoever gets them two together should become a marriage counselor. Because if you can get Kong and Godzilla to hang out together, then y'all are doing something right.
No kidding, right?
You know what I'm saying? But hey, this here movie, just as you'd expect, it's awesome. The kids are going to love it. The special effects are great. You got King Kong. You got Godzilla. What more could you ask for? Well, you'll find out when you watch the movie. That's all I'm going to say, y'all. There's a little special something going on in this here movie as well. Nice. With another monster you're going to like. And they kind of harken back to some old King Kong movies.
Ooh.
From like the 80s. It's nice. Pretty cool. So I'm going to give this one 5. Bags of pork grinds and even one Pabst Blue Ribbon. That's how good this movie is.
We're getting high praise.
He's impressed.
Y'all know it's a good movie. It is a good time. Hannah, I know you don't like dating anybody ever, but
if you go
on a date, y'all should go to this movie. It's a good movie. It'd be a wonderful date movie. You can protect whatever boy you take to it so that, you know, if he gets scared. You'll be
not
there
in
to,
the dating circle. Nope.
You'll be there to protect. I always assumed you and that Spencer fella on the show would always be dating here one of these days. That was my always. Y'all, I just assumed.
Yeah, that's why you didn't hit on her. I mean, normally you hit on Coryell, but you didn't hit on her.
Y'all, I'm not. Listen,
he knows his territory.
She and old Spencer. I thought those two were going to be married by now.
Wow.
Oh, well, anywho. Hey, I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mo Cephas. I may not be able to read the credits. at the end of the movie, but I do know a good couple that I think might end up having to start dating.
Right.
Is for sure.
Time once again to check in at our favorite zoo with the Lincoln Children's Zoo. And Jungle Erin is in this morning on Friday. She comes by and lets us know all the good stuff going on. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
So, yeah, Easter weekend. Big weekend for you guys.
Yes. Yeah, and we are open all weekend. We get lots of questions around this time of year. Like, you know, are you going to be open on Sunday? Yes, we are open our regular hours this whole weekend, including Easter Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Because while I love my family and while I love spending time together with them on Easter Sunday, there's a point, just like Thanksgiving, Christmas, all other holidays, where you just need a break.
Absolutely.
And why not go feed a giraffe?
Yeah. You know, maybe meet a bunny in the jungle outpost you're there. Yeah. You know, wild safari theater stage. You can meet someone like our serval cat, Johnny. Just a really nice break.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, the alpaca naming contest is underway.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we are. So Monday through Wednesday, we collected name suggestions on social media. We got over 200 suggestions.
Nice.
People are very creative. You know, of course, we got the like Emperor's New Groove. Like
the characters.
Yep, Kronk and yep, Yzma.
I told you going to get those.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the very first comment on our Facebook post was actually, I'm here before all of the Emperor's New Groove suggestions. That was the very first comment we received.
Nice.
But yeah, we got those. You know, we had like Al Pacino, which I thought was funny.
Oh, Al Pacino is a great name for an alpaca.
Chewbacca. Oh,
Chewbacca. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, these are fantastic.
Tina was one of them. And then, of course, we had some amazing suggestions like maple and nutmeg and cinnamon and
Larry.
I didn't see Coriel comment lemon pepper. So,
oh, does she still have time to do it?
She can do it, but
okay. We're running behind.
Yes, but so, we collected those suggestions, and then yesterday and this morning, our staff are voting on their top five favorites out of all those suggestions.
Beautiful. Okay.
And then later this morning, around 10 a.m., we will post the final five, and the public can vote between now and Monday on those top five.
Excellent. God, I think Al Pacino would be great. I do like Chewbacca.
I guess it's however
Chewbacca. No, that's great. And you'd have to cut the alpaca's hair to look like Chewbacca's too.
Yes, absolutely.
Could make that happen.
Yeah.
All right. And then, of course, you've got summer camps coming around the corner too.
Yes, we have about 10-15% of our spots still remaining.
Okay.
So not very many spots left. If you're interested in sending your kid to summer camp this summer to behind the scenes experience arts and crafts, you know, get to hang out at the zoo and experience it in a different way, sign up now at LincolnZoo.org.
All right, lots going on at the zoo. You need to get out there this weekend. And again, open on Easter Sunday. Erin, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, two of the big things that you're going to need to know about today. Coming up, we'll talk with one of the drivers from Monster Jam that's going on this weekend. That'll be in our second big thing. Our first big thing, all about the concerts. Tonight is the night for Brothers Osborne at Steelhouse with Stephen Wilson Jr. There's a handful of tickets for you to come join us for that awesome show. You can find the details on our concert page at KZKX.com. Also there, all the details on Russell Dickerson live. He will be coming to the Astro Amphitheater on August 15th. Those tickets are on sale coming up here at 10 a.m. Again, on Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969. You can find the link or hit us up on our concerts page, KZKX.com. You can buy tickets there. You can win tickets there because we have double the free tickets for you. This weekend's a big weekend at Pinnacle Bank Arena as Monster Jam is back. We are lucky to talk to the driver of El Toro Loco. MJ is in studio with us. Good morning, MJ.
Good morning. How we doing?
We're doing good. Very excited about the big event coming up this weekend. Folks can come out today and tomorrow and check out all that you guys do.
Absolutely. We have one event starting tonight, then we have two tomorrow, and it doesn't matter which event you get your tickets to, they are all going to be insane. And I tell you what, you pay for the whole seat, but you only use the edge of it.
Exactly. That's always in the commercials, which is great. We were just talking about it off the air. My son is turning 21 next week. He is a huge Monster Jam fan still. And then I find out, how old are you? You're driving trucks?
Currently, I'm 22 years old, and I turn 23 in 2 weeks. And
how did you get into doing Monster Jam?
Like everyone else, I started as a fan. You know, getting into the monster truck industry, there's so many different ways you can get into it. But as silly as it sounds, there was a show coming to my local fairgrounds a couple years ago, and I just shot the team a message on Facebook. I was like, hey, you guys are here. Can I come out and just shine the tires, wipe the body down, really anything to get my foot in the door.
Yeah, be a part of it. Yeah.
Exactly. I have no motorsports background in my family, so I'm kind of paving my own way here. And I did that for a couple years and just started learning how to wrench on the truck. Something broke. I was there fixing it. I ended up driving for them for a couple years, and then I got the call for Monster Jam, and I couldn't say yes faster.
That is wild. I mean, the amount of stuff that you have to go through to become a Monster Jam driver, and that you just worked your way up. This is fantastic.
Yeah, exactly, and it's a full-time job. I'm on the road every weekend. It's nice. I get to go home. I fly home every Monday, get to spend time with a girlfriend, with a dog, and then fly back out on Thursday, but it's a blast. This is really what I've dreamed about. I've gone through so many different jobs and career choices, but to finally end up here doing what I've wanted to do since I was 2 years old, watching it on the TV at my grandparents' house, it's really I couldn't ask for any more.
It's proof positive. You dream about something, you want to make it happen, you just got to go out and do it.
Exactly.
So folks will actually have a chance to maybe meet you and some of the other drivers tomorrow, is that right?
Yeah, we have a pit party tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow morning, 10:30. And that is honestly one of my favorite parts of the entire event, because like I said, I started off as a fan. I would go stand in these lines and ask those drivers the questions that I thought were pretty ridiculous. And now I get to be the ones that the little kids are coming up to saying that how their trucks are, my truck's their favorite and I'm their favorite driver. It gives me chills every time I hear it. It just puts a big smile on my face. And
being able
to connect one-on-one with those fans compared to, you know, when I'm driving the truck, I can kind of see them up in the stands. But really getting down to eye level and having a conversation with them, it really makes the whole experience even better.
Very cool. So you're cultivating new drivers potentially for Monster Jam.
Oh, I'm starting the farm system.
Absolutely. Do it. All right. So tonight, 7 o'clock, it gets underway. Then tomorrow, again, the pre-show pit party. You can get in for that. The details at PinnacleBankArena.com or on our website at KZKX.com. That pre-party from 10:30 to noon, and then 1 o'clock for the matinee for Saturday, and then 7 o'clock's the big finale.
That's the one.
All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you, MJ. Congrats on this awesome gig that you have with Monster Jam.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
They're entertaining conversations.
They're the morning show goat.
Everyone in Nebraska wakes up to JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.